Center for Army Lessons Learned is a training and doctrine command subordinate unit underneath the Combined Arms Center and underneath the Mission Command Center of Excellence. But it is the Army's one center for collecting and disseminating and facilitating the use of lessons learned. So in that sense, we are, you know, down the chain, but we're also a unique function for the Army.
So you don't change doctrine, but you feed in lessons learned, and maybe the doctrine people can decide what they want to do with it.
That's correct. For doctrine, and actually across what we call the .MIL-PF, which is doctrine, organization, training, leadership, development, materiel, personnel, facilities, all the business of the Army, what we do is try to affect it. Doctrine is one of those primary pieces, but all of those we try to affect with lessons learned, so that basically, you know, we use what has come out of hard, difficult times to improve how we do business in the Army.
Do you want to give us maybe a top two, three, four, five, however many you got, lessons that you've garnered from the current conflict that have then gone into play?
Yeah, I'll go through that. But basically, you get thousands of lessons learned, mm-hmm. if not more than that, and continue to work through them. So very difficult to give it in a top five or anything there. And to the audience, know that what I'm giving you is some highlights, almost more than top, is probably the best way I can put it.
Sure.
And these are some critical highlights of things that we've worked. It takes a comprehensive approach is certainly one lesson that we've learned, and many have probably heard about, in that a whole of government approach to conducting warfare. It's not simply the military. We need everyone else involved in this in order to do our work. Cultural approach, key leader engagements, finding the key decision maker, making sure you're aware of your environment and the culture around you. And that goes very deep, in the sense that, you know, one village may be different culturally simply from the next one shortly down the road from it, much less what you'll find within a whole nation and a variety of cultures that exist within it.
And when you mentioned villages, I just want to interrupt for a second.
Yes.
That, of course, that word came up in the Vietnam conflict quite a bit. Does this map to lessons learned from that era that we simply forgot in the many years intervening, or is this something brand new?
I won't state that we forgot in the years intervening necessarily. In fact, the databases sit with the lessons from there. But what I would say is you have to expand upon it. Completely different culture, completely different time, era, conflict, etc. You can take some and bring them forward, but the danger of any of this is to mirror image or take from one culture to another and think that it applies directly. What I would state is this is an enhancement of work we did then, and then further beyond that. And you see it continue to be refined as, yes, we're out of Iraq, but we're still in Afghanistan, through village stability operations, through a variety of techniques and tools. And to be honest, we'll continue to learn through this, but it is not easy to put yourself into another person's culture and work through it. And I'll add to that, our own culture has changed in the 40, 50 years since the Vietnam era till now.
We're speaking with Colonel Thomas Rowe, the director of the Center for Army Lessons Learned. Okay, and what are a few others?
I'll go with a pragmatic one without getting into the specifics. Certainly that we must fight in a environment that has improvised explosive devices is something that soldiers have to react to. Soldiers, Marines, Airmen, anybody who's out there must be prepared for. It's a reality on modern battlefields, not just the ones we're involved in. You find them throughout the world. You know, you have to continue to work on techniques and be prepared for a battlefield that has those types of devices. That's a tactical piece, and where I'll stress there on the tactical is that is a quick-changing environment. That's the additional lesson learned there. And what we attempt to do is, through information means, through information sharing, knowledge, and the Center for Lessons Learned is part of this, but throughout the military, share the knowledge as quickly as possible, because the enemy gets a vote, and things can change on you rapidly on the battlefield. If a new technique comes out, we want to get that out there within, you know, a 48, 72-hour period, get it spread around to everybody so that they can be prepared for it.
The strategic guidance that we heard articulated from the Pentagon last week indicated that the plan is not to have a big land force that's tailored to go in and do big counterinsurgencies. And I bring that up just as a way of asking how much of the learning that the Army has undergone, you know, is translatable to the force of 2020, however you want to put it. How much of what you do is universal and not counterinsurgency specific?
this is, you know, one man's opinion on this. I believe much of it is, primarily from the fact that if you're learning about war, you're learning about leadership, you're learning about the pragmatic realities of the conflicts. You can work through whatever conflict you end up in. That is not meant as a platitude at all. That is meant as simply believe that what we see time after time is that it comes down to the human beings that are involved and the leadership that's demonstrated and the decision-making that's made by all that are involved in a conflict. You know, the biggest thing we can do with lessons learned and with all of what we do, training, education, et cetera, is prepare that individual who goes into a conflict at whatever level, whether it be from private through general, to be prepared for the environment they go into.
So now that you've gathered, as you say, possibly thousands of lessons learned, how do those get translated into Army operations?
What we do is we work them from an overall perspective of collecting and bringing them together through databases, and then we share that out through peer-to-peer forums, blog-type pages, through different communities of interest in the Army. That shares the information. We also have, you know, a Google-type capacity on the database for anybody who wants to search. More critically, what we've got is decision-making forums, lessons learned forum, for example, the OEF lessons learned forum, in which senior decision makers are brought together. We work it through various levels, but it ultimately senior decision makers to look at a lesson learned and decide how do we want to move forward in the Army. It's rapid adaptation in the sense of we've seen something on the battlefield in the last couple of months. We take it and we're changing within the next couple of months moving forward at the operational level. Tactical level change even quicker. Our goal there is to save lives, first and foremost, and then beyond that, to accomplish the mission and do what we need to do within the conflict. You know, and it can be as mundane as we're discovering. It sounds mundane, but it saves lives. That we were having problems with MRAPs in the sense of rollovers and difficulty with the traffic in Afghanistan. Quickly jump on that. Get better training, better education, get the right material solutions that we need and start preventing them. And it can go on up to higher levels with female engagement teams as an example, where discovering and sharing between services, the Marine Corps had superb success with female engagement teams, return, get it into the Army decision cycle, and then we formalize the same type of event. And we've done dozens of those through a formal decision making through these forums in the past year, and then we do hundreds and if not the thousands that flow from the information sharing perspective. This truly, one thing I've determined through the past year on this is I've watched people get cynical about lessons learned because we're relearning the same lesson. That's going to occur because it's still the first time for the private, the lieutenant, to be in his first firefight. It's still the first time for someone to command at whatever level he or she is commanding at when they go there, and I can continue on. In other words, it's such a significant human experience going into combat that no matter what, that individual feels they're learning their lessons again. I think the key on this is that we at least prep them as much as they can for something that is going to be one of the most significant events of their life. I mean, I know my time over there is not something I'll ever forget, and I believe it's true for anyone involved in it.